Good morning. It's Friday, March 27th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. University of Kansas professor Misty Hagenis has written the book on the economics of Taylor Swift.
Every ounce of what I was writing in this book, I would go back and look at Taylor's career, and there was an example that could be used to help kind of explain what I was trying to explain.
We'll hear more about Swiftynomics coming up after the news. Kansas Republicans are divided over a proposal to take in-state tuition away from certain immigrants who lack legal status, Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports.
Since 2004, the lower in-state rates at public universities have been available for students who lack legal status if they have a connection to the state. Kansas lawmakers advanced a bill to end that program this week, but opponents on both sides of the aisle call the change unfair. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson says the students could still attend public colleges, just not with in-state tuition.
Compassion goes both ways. Are you compassionate for the taxpayer who is having a hard time paying their bills, and yet we're handing out public benefits to people who are here illegally?
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is likely to veto the bill, which did not pass with the two-thirds majorities needed to override a veto. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Heart Spring has unveiled plans for an expansion in downtown Wichita, KMUW's Roger Nomer reports.
The facility is expected to open in 2030 as part of Wichita's new downtown healthcare corridor. It will be the new home of Heart Spring's Center for Pediatric Neurodevelopment. The building will have a two-floor therapy gym and expanded space for research. It will be the first standalone outpatient center of its kind in Kansas. Heart Spring President Dan Soliday says the $25 million plan is more than a new building.
This whole project is not just about a state-of-the-art facility downtown. It's about building a system for families.
Heart Spring's current location in East Wichita will also expand services through its residential school. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
Officials with the Wichita Animal Shelter say they're running out of room with more than 400 dogs being held this month. The shelter's receiving about 16 dogs a day. On Tuesday, it took in 24 dogs. Emily Hurst manages the Wichita Animal Shelter. She urges people to visit the facility to pick up their lost pets or to adopt an animal.
Anytime an adoption opens up or a kennel can open up at one of our adoption partners, whether it's the Kansas Humane Society or somebody like Wichita Animal Action League, that allows them to pull one of the animals that are in need at our facility.
Adoption fees for large dogs have been lowered to $100 or less. The fee covers spay or neuter costs, vaccinations, and a bag of dog food. More information is at wichita.gov/animal services. Kansas lawmakers want to increase pay for some state employees, but at a lower rate than Governor Laura Kelly has proposed. Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service reports.
The legislative budget calls for state employees in the executive branch to receive a 1% pay raise, pending approval, with some exceptions. Governor Laura Kelly has called for more, a 2.5% pay bump across the board for state workers. Republican Senator Rick Billinger explained the thought process behind the increase.
It's important that we try to give a little to all of our employees, rather than try and just get our market deal up.
The governor issued a statement this week saying that state employees, quote, deserve better than table scraps, and that the legislature needs to fund the 2.5% increase. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Public health officials from across the state will gather in Wichita next week. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment will host the annual Governor's Public Health Conference beginning Monday. The event will bring in more than 500 public health professionals, including doctors, nurses, and maternal and child health experts. Keynote speakers include former U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams and Topeka Public Schools Superintendent Tiffany Anderson. Breakout sessions will cover behavioral health, public safety, and workforce development. The event will run through Wednesday at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Wichita. Road work on a section of I-135 in North Wichita will affect traffic this weekend. Crews will close a section of the interstate to open up a new ramp between K-96 and I-135. From 5 a.m. Saturday to 6 a.m. Monday, I-135 will be closed in both directions at 21st Street. Ramps that access the interstate from K-96 and 29th Street will also be closed. Westbound drivers on K-96 will be rerouted to Kellogg and then to I-235. Some lanes on northbound I-135 are still closed because of recent damage to bridge pillars. Several Wichita organizations are mobilizing for the third national No Kings protest tomorrow. No Kings protests began in June of 2025. They've drawn millions who disagree with the Trump administration's immigration enforcement, foreign military involvement, and treatment of protesters, among other issues. The Wichita protest is one of 3,000 events planned. It will kick off with a march from Nomar in North Wichita at 11 o'clock. That will meet with another protest at the federal courthouse at 11:30. The event will cap off with speakers at Chester Lewis Park near Douglas and Market at 12:30. The Wichita Big Read kicks off this weekend. The Wichita Public Library will host a come-and-go event from 2 to 4 Sunday at the Northeast Branch at 21st and Hillside. The event will feature live poetry, a preview of the library's new community garden, and copies of the book while supplies last. This year's Big Read selection is Catalog of Unabashed Gratitude by Ross Gay. More information about the Wichita Big Read and a list of events is at bigreadwichita.org. We'll be back after this.
This week on Marginalia, we speak with Barr Friedman Tell about her novel, Honeysuckle.
I think the really cool thing is that magic, the fantastical, can be both what it is and function as a metaphor.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Up now, KMUW's Suzanne Perez brings us an economics lesson from Taylor Swift. Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift is an entertainment superstar, but beneath the friendship bracelets and elaborate costumes, she is also a business mogul whose career offers lessons on how to succeed in an economic system that was not built with women in mind.
I'd been following her career since 2019 and just was really impressed with the way that she was so persistent and against the odds really successful. And so it felt like she was the perfect muse.
That's Misty Hagenis, an associate professor of economics at the University of Kansas. Her new book, Swiftenomics, explores the pop star's rise to fame and how it illustrates the role of women in today's economy. A common theme in Swift's music is the nod to powerful and often controversial women throughout history. Women like Clara Bow, Rebecca Harkness, and Lady Adina Sackville, who inspired a song titled The Bolter. The chariot is waiting, hearts are hers for the breaking, there's escape and escaping. Hagenis says a big part of Swift's appeal is her commitment to telling authentic stories about her own life and lifting up other women. You might call her the ultimate girl's girl.
She's really honed into a market that many other marketers have just ignored, which is giving women content that speaks to their lived experiences. And, you know, Taylor is one of the best at that. And you can see that it's been very lucrative for her.
Hagenis started researching her book well before the Eras Tour, which grossed $2 billion and enabled Swift to buy back the rights to her first six albums. Hagenis says that prior to the tour, Swift's decision to re-record her early albums and release them with the Taylor's Version label offered a masterclass in loyalty, branding, and consumer behavior. In that business savvy, Hagenis finds an example of another textbook economic concept.
She's really, really good at masterminding. And so masterminding is really just looking at the long-term strategy that you might have to get to where you want to go and then figuring out, you know, how to get there in the long run. Just like clockwork, the dominoes cascade in a line.
What if I told you I'm a mastermind? The KU professor's book is an academic work with 50 pages of footnotes along with charts and graphs that illustrate labor force trends and other concepts. But it's also a celebration of Swift's achievements and a study in pursuing ambitions.
You know, I think persistence pays off and being really authentic with who you are and, you know, what your reason and rationale is for doing things.
Hagenis says she hopes her book inspires more people, and especially women, to study economics and to look for examples of economic theory in everyday life.
I want people to have a better understanding of the field of economics. I want women to get, and young girls to get interested in this field, to get, you know, to want to study it. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can. Wondering
if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. More of my interview with Misty Hegenis is at KMUW.org.
That was KMUW's Suzanne Perez reporting. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
What's the first conditional? Possibly gonna happen. If we keep talking, Fletcher will start hitting us.
We talk about conditionals. If we had known it would be this much fun, we would have worn our party clothes. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.